Let's go. Hey everybody, how we doing?
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. So excited to watch people join. This is so fun. I will tell everybody too, like cameras are completely optional. These are going to be recorded, so if you would prefer to not be on camera, no worries. Feel free to turn it off. And after we get this first one recorded, I will add a link onto the wiki with the recordings so that people can find them in the future. So I think we have some new faces with this meeting. Do we want to just kick things off by going around and doing another quick round of introductions? I promise I won't make everybody do it every week. But I think that would be amazing because I think we might have three new people here, which comes close to doubling our attendance with this meeting. Right, so who wants to go first?
I'll go first since I'm not muted rudely. I'm Dan Lipkin. I'm the director of the Phillips Library at the Peabody Essex Museum. We implemented Folio just over a year ago.
I'm Kathleen Haley. I'm the systems librarian at the American Antiquarian Society, and we're just doing our initial data mapping.
Hey, I'm Jamie Cumby. I'm the librarian at the Grolier Club, and we implemented in July of this past year.
I can go. I'm Natalie. I work as the cataloging systems librarian at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, and we migrated in October, November 2023.
I'll go after you, Natalie. I'm Rylan. I'm also at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, but I am a collection services specialist.
Hi, this is Corey. I think I'm the only one left. Hi, I'm Corey Newbles. I'm cataloging librarian at Winterthur Library, and we have been a happy Folio library about a year come March.
We get everybody. Think I see Sarah hiding out here, who is also at Winterthur. So I think just to kind of round out everybody that is here today. I kind of quickly wanted just to work through some housekeeping things as we kind of try to get this group up and going. So at our last meeting, we did some brainstorming and came up with a list of topics. So this meeting, we're going to talk about kind of a wish list of functionality or development. And then we were thinking in our March meeting, we would look at talking about circulation. If you didn't have a chance to check out the in-house use demo that happened in the implementer SIG. I can share a link to that recording. It should be linked out in the agenda from our last meeting. And in that meeting, I did determine that this is available in some of the snapshot environments. So I can set this up if we want to play with it live within this meeting as well, just so people can get a more in-depth understanding of how to set that up. If we need to have more than one meeting about circulation things, we can also plan to do that. And after that, the agenda is kind of open. This was really just taking that list from last meeting and putting it into a different format. So if there is anything that we need to put on the radar for April or going forward, please let me know. I would also love it if there are people that are interested in kind of helping develop an agenda or coordinating the discussion on a topic. That would be great as well. I think I might need to clean this up some, but if anybody is interested in leading the discussion about circulation or has some specific topics they want to make sure we address, please let me know, and we can work on getting that agenda created as well. Within all of this too, I would love it if people could take a look at the wiki. I have been kind of trying to build this page out. I did go ahead and put people who were at or aware of the last meeting on here as members. If you don't want your name here, that's fine. Let me know. We can take it off. But I did kind of go ahead and try to put together a list of who is attending these and participating in these in this group. And we can add it, add people on as well. You don't have to be a member, obviously, to join. So if there's a topic that you have colleagues that might be interested in, please encourage them to attend or to watch the recordings once we get those links shared. And again, if you have created an account with Atlassian, you should be able to log in and edit these pages yourself. Corey, I think, edited some of the things we're going to talk about today with the wish list, but please feel free to go ahead and edit the content on the pages too if there's something you think needs to be added or you have agenda items and so on. So, if you have better ideas for how to organize this as well, I feel like I have a lot of clicking built in here that may not be necessary. So the other two quick kind of announcement things I have here. The first one is that it was recommended to me that we kind of introduce ourselves to the Product Council, which is the PC, during one of their upcoming meetings. And this is a tricky meeting for me, because that is 7:30 in the morning and I have a school-aged child. So if there's somebody else that might be interested in doing this, I would actually need to confirm that is legitimately when they meet, but interested in kind of popping into that meeting just to give a quick summary of the group and that we exist now, let me know and we can work on kind of coordinating that.
I'd be glad to do that.
You would, Dan?
Yep.
Awesome. And I learned my lesson last time. I'm going to take notes while we go here. Awesome. The other thing to be aware of is that the WolfCon call for proposals has gone out. The meeting is August 31st through September 2026, or sorry, September 3rd this year. August 31st will likely be the pre-conference day with 3 days of sessions, and then there's usually some kind of OLF business meetings in the last day of the conference, and it will be in Prague. There is virtual attendance options will once again be available. Anybody that is attending or speaking at a pre-conference will need to be there in person. But if you want to attend or speak at any of the sessions throughout those days, the option is there for virtual attendance. There may be some tricky time zone considerations to take into account, though, if you're going to attend virtually. But that is open through late March. So if you have ideas for program proposals, please feel free to submit them. If you need some help workshopping them, I'm happy to provide feedback there. Okay. Anything else people want to chime in about before we jump into wish list? Okay. So I see that Corey is recovering and may mostly be on chat today. But Corey did jump in here and add a list of items. And so I thought we could start by talking through what she's got here. We can work on this table as well if there's additional data points we feel like we need to add. As I started reading through things, I realized it probably would be helpful to know which platform we were talking about. And then if there are any related tickets already out there for development on this, we can kind of work back and expand it. So Corey, we'll talk. If you want to chime in on the chat, I'm happy to read your messages out. And so this first one, which looks like it is related to Folio, it's circulation management, and it says building out the reading room app or a complimentary app that would track expanded circulation activity. Okay, conservation, exhibition, et cetera. I see your note here is that you wanted people to think about a circ management app, something like Aeon, but entirely contained within Folio. Okay. So one of my questions actually was, what did you mean by the reading room app? Because right now the reading room app is only about who can physically access the room. But I'm gonna snag your other note here. And see if anybody has any other kind of comments or feedback.
I think this is something that we would be very interested in. Yes, because we are reevaluating the entire process of like tracking where things are going, especially when they have to go through a conservation first for treatment co considerations, and then it comes back to me, but sometimes it doesn't come back to me. And then I think, yeah, so I think from our perspective, that would a better way to track things where it's not all just email Natalie and have her figure it out in Folio. So yeah, I agree. So we never I don't have experience with Aeon, and we didn't never used it, or as far as I know. So I don't know really what the functionality is of that is, but I'm sure others who've used it could speak more to that.
We do use Aeon at AAS, but I know our head of reader services would be very interested in using an equivalent app in Folio if one was available. And I did watch that demo you linked to. I think the Aeon has more workflows, pathways things can follow, and it also lets you see who's actually sitting in the reading room. Not just manage the individual requests. And I think the report, I don't actually use it that much myself, but I believe the reporting may actually be stronger than what's currently in the for use at location.
One kind of workaround that I've been using is just creating location codes for things that are out for conservation, which like presumably then I'll have to create this report, but then a report could catch those and then they appear as unavailable. But I'd actually be curious to know what Aeon does that improves those workflows, because I've never been at an Aeon library.
So does this kind of dovetail with the possible future session talking about where to put conservation notes? Maybe that's a broader discussion about what that workflow looks like.
Well, I'd actually brought that up last time, and what I was thinking more of is our conservator keeps, in some cases at least, fairly detailed conservation reports. And it would be nice to have a way to get to those when you're in Folio. Some way to be able to view the fuller report, in addition to tracking, oh, it's in mold quarantine or whatever.
We made a special category of staff note for conservation notes in the item records. But again, I imagine Aeon does that fancier and better.
We use Aeon more for just request tracking. I don't believe, no, we don't. Conservation can sign things out, but it's not full scale conservation tracking, I don't believe. Again, I'm not the person to really speak about it at our institution.
Yeah, I think as Corey says here, that Aeon allows for customizable tracking of physical movement through these queues. That's not, I mean, I was thinking a lot about how does this How do these things overlap with for use by location functionality that was developed by Sweden? It's obviously more complicated than that, and we've been, and that's one of the interests I have in talking about how folks manage circulation is how folks are addressing these kinds of things where, we want to check some stuff out to conservation company or consultant or to an exhibition. And so I think if there is such a thing as a reading room map, that might be a component of that. But I could also see, I mean, I think we are working our way towards using patron records for those kinds of things. So we can see that, everything that's checked out to the Northeast Document Conservation Center, we know is there, and then it comes back, as opposed to using like item locations. But it would be nice to have a place to attach, say PDF files or documents describing conservation treatments in detail.
One of the things that I do know Aon does that our fellows will use is it lets you build the request, but set the date when you want it to put into the reading room as the end user. So if you're doing some looking at the catalog before you actually get here, you can make the request in advance and then, but say, here's the day I would actually like to see it.
Yeah, and some appointment management type thing would be nice too. I mean, that's something we just manage it in a separate, in a Google Calendar, in a shared Google Calendar. So that's where we, that's how we know who is coming and when. But having something like that natively that is then tied to user accounts and circulation records would be really great.
Awesome. So I'm hoping I captured kind of this discussion here for what we're looking for. I may take a sidestep when we talk about some of the circulation too, just to take a look at the Reading Room Access app, which is a separate app that Library of Congress uses. Other libraries may use it as well, but it's who can physically access a specific space in the building. I think the for use at location was relabeled because there was confusion with that, and calling it reading room circulation because there was already an app that started with reading room. So that's kind of how that name change came about. And a lot of that is tied into the existing structure in Folio. So it is using the circulation rules and the requests app, just adding some different parameters. And great. Scrolling down here, in Folio, I think this is an archive space integration or alternative ways to simplify archival workflows, which does, I think, managing archival collections is a future topic for discussion. So this may be something that we can kind of plan to build out some when we have that conversation. I was curious if there were any initial thoughts here.
I'm totally for this. Yeah, I mean that's it, it's a huge component of the work that we do and what our collections are, and so I'm entirely into figuring out how to make this work better.
In some ways, it may require the above for that integration to be successful, talking just through some of the workflows. Okay.
I also think that this would be a really great way to encourage our users who sometimes don't know the difference between the records that are in archive space versus what's in the library catalog. And right now they're entirely separate for our purposes, and I don't oversee anything related to anything in archive space that's done by our archivist. But I think if there was an integration that allowed the archivist to continue processing things, that would have frequent updates that goes into like a catalog that's shared, that would be just another additional barrier removed from our patrons. So I think that this would be really interesting. But I think, yeah, I don't know the answer. I'd have to work with our archivist to kind of see how they feel about that.
And there were integrations between Aeon and Archive Space, so you could request a given folder or box directly from the finding aid in Archive Space, and it would pass the request through to Aeon, which is very helpful because then, our patrons could make the request directly in the finding aid when they were looking at the stuff that they wanted to, the what they when they figured out what they wanted to see. And now we have to kind of like send people back and forth, which isn't the easiest. And I think those are just kind of standard, I don't think there was anything fancy in the actual functionality of like the technical stuff behind it. It wasn't like it was a real robust API. It was just kind of passing encoded URLs, I think.
I know that there is work being done with Aeon and ViewFind and open URLs to pass that data.
Thank you. Open URLs. That's what I was looking for.
yeah, and it I just talking with Kathleen and her team about this earlier this week, and so I was asking a lot of questions about it, but the where that development is right now, I think it will pass holdings level details from ViewFind over into Aeon, and then a user could log in to Aeon and place the request there. Is that similar to how that worked?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And like Corey has just and Jamie have just posted in the chat, we also create a MARC record from scratch, essentially duplicating the work, in some ways duplicating the work of creating the finding aid. So we have something in the bibliographic record system. Whereas I'm sure there's, maybe automated ways of doing that, better ways. Natalie, we put in a link to the finding aid in the holdings record.
Yeah, I forgot to link it here, but there is actually the I'm not sure if it's the product council at this point or the implementer SIG. They are doing work on updating the integrations pages for what integrates with Folio, as well as who is interested in specific types of development. That may be a good thing to for me to kind of pin up here too, so that if there are things that you want to flag or add yourself to the list too in the larger scope of things. People can go take a look at that. And I know Archive Space is one of those that is on the list. I just don't know that anybody has any sort of an integration that's currently working.
Yeah, I just feel like something like this would be so valuable to so many places, way beyond the scope of this group too, right? I mean, universities and other institutions.
Awesome. So scrolling down, I see the note is, I think this is Folio, but I wasn't 100% sure. This was looking at non-LCSH controlled vocabularies linking. Would this be authority work? I'm thinking. I think there may be some tickets about this one. I have been looking into authorities a lot for another library. And I think there is something out there in the future related to this. So I can see if I can find the ticket, or tickets that are related to that. Kind of moving forward. But I know that you can go in and define your types of authorities, but linking authorities is obviously one of the big hurdles right now in Folio with authorities.
Yeah, and I think I'm just as a general topic, maybe for this group, I'm kind of curious to know if anybody's doing any kind of batch updating with vendors. Or I don't, maybe there's nobody doing it because authorities work is challenging in Folio. I don't know, but.
So I actually at our Index Data Adopters meeting last week, we had a conversation about authorities, and I we had a couple of libraries that did demos of their workflows. They are who are outsourcing things. It was really interesting because it was two very different approaches, and that is recorded, so I can share that out.
That would be great.
Yeah, we're having a real dark night of the soul about what we're going to do with authorities.
Yeah, if you're on the channel for that, there should be recording links in the agenda. Right, I'm trying to multitask and look up the link for the integrations while also taking notes. So if somebody else wants to jump in and take off on these topics too, please feel free to jump in. But I will
The
definitely.
next, well, I'll just say maybe the next one here is a linked data editor in Sunflower. That was something that Corey posted. I'd like to hear more about that, about what you're thinking about, Corey. Or I'd like to read what you're thinking about.
So I can speak a little bit to this. So there are multiple linked data editors out there that are being developed for various integrations with Folio. The one with Sunflower is in its beta version, and it is the work that the EBSCO group has been doing. So it will obviously depend on your hosting provider, where and when that gets deployed. But this, I have honestly not really had much of a chance to kind of poke around with it. I do also know that there is a linked data SIG out there that is kind of working with all of the editors. So Library of Congress has Marva, and that's what they are using, that's doing transformations between BibFrame and Mark to get things back and forth with Folio. There is an Italian group. It's see, the abbreviation is at Cult, and their tool is called jCricket. And they're also working with Lehigh University on testing some of those integrations on how things work. I think Synopia is also a linked data editor. I have that correct. I know Stanford is using that one as well. And so I think there's a lot of conversations within the community about this, but there is also work that is being done that was presented to one of the councils recently. I think it is also going to be presented within the linked data SIG about a tool, and I can't think of the name of the tool right now, but a tool to get non-MARC records into the system. So I'm happy to stick some links into that channel, but that may be a really valuable channel if you're interested in exploring linked data to take a look at the communications layer or attend some of those meetings. Okay, and so Corey's note was just something to kind of keep on the radar going forward and how people might be implementing it. So
Yeah,
I
I'll say
will
this. I
go
was
ahead.
just going to say, well, same for us. I mean, I don't, we have other higher priorities, but it'd be interesting to keep an eye on developments there.
I will put a link in this. But this was what I was referencing about the work being done to expand and maintain the lists of integrations. And so there's the community developed functionalities, things that are available within Folio or the Edge modules that work with it, and then the third party integrations. And so you'd see that some places are working on a solution. Some things we have a lot of desired here. This is getting pulled from a lot of old wiki pages. And so I have a feeling if we're not seeing anything that says that it is has been done in Folio, these lists are mostly people that are desiring it, not anybody that has implemented it. But it is also to try to create a resource for where conversations can happen surrounding some of these tools by knowing who else is interested in it. So I think you'll see that there's probably softwares on here that are very familiar to you. And the exciting thing is that there's other libraries that are very interested in making this work too. So I'll link this in maybe just at the top of our page as a resource for folks as well. And it's a work in progress. They just started working on this, I think, earlier this year. And so it will probably continue to develop in the coming months. I love that the list is expanding as we're talking here. This is great. I think too, maybe linked data, I'll stick just kind of in our parking lot of meeting topics too, because that might be something that is a great conversation later in the year as folks have the editor deployed in their systems and have a chance to play with it and kind of think about things. So I think this next one looks like it's kind of a viewfind slash discovery conversation about more limiting options within the advanced search. Some of that we might need to play with because there may be options for configurations within viewfind that we might just need to take a look at.
I think that would be helpful for us to, I think limiting by location for a given search would be, I think would ultimately be more useful for us as staff if we're trying to figure out where something is, or whatever, or we've got, all right, or we've got an idea that something is in a given collection. I don't know how often our users would actually bother with that. But
Yeah, so I know there are capabilities there, but we may need to take a look with each library individually just to kind of talk through that. But you find is very flexible.
and I think as far as browsing alphabetically or in call number order by location, I think some of that might depend on the local system. Like, for example, we can browse, if we browse by call number, we can essentially browse by location because we have separate call number or classification schemes for different collections, and so in some ways it's that's built into the classification browse. But I do think, again, I do think it would be helpful for us as staff.
Trying to make sure I check the chat too to see if Corey's adding anything else. Here, do we cover that for you sufficiently, Corey? Okay, awesome. I see next on the list, we have patron self-registration.
Yes, please. I think that it also is in that I don't know if and that also includes patrons being able to update their record, right? Change an email address, update a barcode, or password. That's something that I think that's a little bit of a hole in our service is that we have to reply if somebody says they want an account. And sometimes that, like this week when it's school vacation week here and we've got a couple of vacancies and a couple of people sick, that means some of these requests linger a little longer than I would like, but.
So really that's a matter of like in your discovery system, the patron being able to make edits that could then be pushed into Folio to update the user record.
Right.
Or to create a user record. So patrons should be able to make requests, depending on how your Folio rules are configured, that we can enable the viewfind does allow for requests to be placed.
I would think that if patron could self-register, that that would kind of automatically, it would create a user account that could then be used to place requests, right? Unless there's some kind of lag in that update.
Yeah, I think some of it may depend on how service points and the like, but or whether there needed to be an approval process on the library side, whether you needed to approve a user before they could do anything. I feel like there's a lot of questions in that conversation for how that might work. And I guess you if you could have approvals or have people automatically approved. But that's probably something that would depend on what your local process looks like for registering new users. All right, so last but not least, at least at this point, is Jamie and working with local classification schemes for call number sorting and browsing.
We've sort of got a kind of workable version of this for us, but this has been kind of a pain point for us because we have, as I imagine a lot of you guys do, everything's in our own local class scheme. And so sometimes like the call number browse will work for the first 5 pages and then it will stop working. And it would also be cool to, I mean, it's in that drop down list of classification schemes, but exploring other ways that we could make it possible to do things like like the LC browse, but for local class schemes and things like that. But yeah, I'm also just really curious about what you guys are doing with your own local call numbers and things like that.
Is this more of a discovery question, or is it also wanting to sort some of that out within Folio?
It could be, I'm curious about what we could do with it in Folio as well. I mean, obviously for discovery, that's the thing that most patrons are accessing, but it could also be nice to have a little bit more functionality in the back end, like for searching.
I know that everybody is enjoying watching this get built out line by line. Natalie, do you want to talk while you're writing?
Yeah, so I just was thinking about it because I'm, as Jamie was talking about the brows, I started looking at our brows, and of course I'm like seeing consistent spacing with the way certain things were entered over time. I think right now, currently, like new things we're trying to really standardize. But I think like there's just some updates that we can make. But I know in Sierra that you could pull together a list of things and then make global updates to publicly displaying information like volume information, so you can remove extraneous spaces or extraneous spaces that are trailing at the end of call numbers or things like that. But I don't know of anything where you can put together a query that would pull from the mark in Folio yet. I think it seems like it's something that's maybe a MetaDB. Is that right? Or
There's probably a way to pull that query together in MetaDB. And you can extract if you wanted to write an export profile for it, you could export things. If you pull together that list, you could use data export and do an ETL, so an export transform and reload. I am looking at the bulk edit documentation because I know that is expanding a lot with the actually, and so is lists with the fields that are queryable, as well as what can be edited.
okay, so maybe this
So
would be just, I feel like often the things that I'm requesting just usually mean just waiting, taking time, and then it usually resolves itself because the community ends up requesting it and then it gets answered. So perhaps this is not something that it does not need to be here, but in general, thank you.
I think it's, and this is, I think, where too, if we're aware of tickets, we can kind of pull in project level tickets for things to keep an eye on. Because it is good to know that some of the things that you need are already being developed, that you don't have to start at square one with getting some traction there. But these, I just added the documentation for bulk edit and lists. This documentation is for Sunflower right now. Which, if you're not aware, the documentation updates as versions are released. And so, like, once Trillium is released, this will get updated. But you can pull up previous iterations of this for previous release. So, if you need to look back or you're not on the most current one, that documentation can be pulled up. But there is a lot happening with bulk edit and with lists. With Sunflower and beyond, when it comes to what can be queried, what can be pulled into a list, as well as what is editable. I cannot promise, though, that these specific fields are there at this point in time.
I froze for a minute, so I'm sorry if I am repeating anything, but I'm really glad to hear that. And like Natalie, I was at a Sierra library for a long time, and the global update functionalities in Sierra were, I actually thought, were pretty awesome, because it was just so easy to make some actually quite complex edits, and to copy things over into other fields and all of that. So I'm glad to hear that there's a bunch of work being done on it.
Yes, I Sunflower is bringing in the ability to edit more mark fields. So I think it's nudging closer to that innovative functionality. Obviously, it's not the same. But I think that's exciting too, because especially with notes, like note fields, I think were a really common ask for a lot of libraries that you wanted to be able to bulk edit a note for many records. And so that is also coming. Though there are parameters on the number of records you can edit at a time.
I think like what we used at my past institution often was so I did lots of large e-resource record loads, and when e-resource records like changed link format, the find and replace option and global update was like invaluable, because you would just try to preserve the match point unique identifier and the URL string and just make a replacement. But as far as I know, there isn't something currently like that just in the bulk edit, so I am hopeful that something, maybe it's a data import bulk edit, maybe it's a combination of a few things over time, but
Sorry, I'm gonna add some things over here to this discussion topic list as well. Yeah, so I think an initial goal kind of working with this list is gonna be to figure out what is actually happening already, and kind of linking up some of those tickets within the project. So I'm happy to kind of go poke around and do some of that. If anybody is interested in helping me out with that, let me know. But and kind of working into how to put things into this spreadsheet. I have too much happening here. We can kind of work on some different ways as well to get data going in there. But I think we've got some great thoughts here, and we may need to kind of dig into as we take a look at some of the for use at location and that associated functionality. I have not actually dug in to see what might be coming beyond that to know if there might be anything that addresses any of these things, because I know NLS does have a very significant number of in-house use materials at their library, so they may also be considering some of these components as well. There may actually be something for that, Jamie. I'm watching you type that may be the mediated requests functionality. Right now, that's only available in ECS environments, which are consortial environments. But I think it's supposed to be made available in single tenant environments with Trillium. I need to double check my tickets on that. But there is mediated request functionality, which I, by its name, I feel like it should do that, but I would need to go take a look a little bit more to confirm that. I think this has been a really great conversation to kind of help get things organized. Possibly has given us some ideas too of where to take some of our conversations in the coming months if there's things that we need to dig into a little bit more. I'm gonna stop editing this page. And obviously we can keep adding to this as well, and circle back around. I think the suggestion was that this group maybe should take a look at this page once a year. And I think that's a great idea. Obviously, if there is something that needs to be discussed more frequently than that, it can be circled back on the agenda as well. It's the beauty of people contributing to the agenda, so that if there's something that we need to talk about on here, that would be great. Looking at future topics, so our next meeting, again, we're going to look at some of that circulation functionality. Is there anybody that feels primed to lead that discussion that would want to work on putting the agenda together? All right. I will put some things down if people have things that they want to discuss specifically. It sounds like requesting and kind of in-house use is potentially the big topic right now, but I know there may be other components here that we might want to break this into a multi-part conversation as well. I will plan to set up Snapshot that morning. If you don't know, Snapshot gets refreshed overnight every night. So I will plan to set up Snapshot so that it has rules in place so that we can play with this during the meeting if we want to take a look at the for use at location functionality. And I would love it. I know we've got a few more minutes left. I don't know if there's anything thinking forward towards April that people would want to tag as the next up. If not, we can kind of work that out when we meet in March.
I'll offer Lauren that I'd be happy to help you put the agenda together for next month. And I think one thing I would love to see is like maybe just a picture of paging slips that people use. I just love to see how like folks are laying them out and like how they're printing and using them as ghost slips or not, or inserting them into books and other materials that, because I know part of the in use, the for use in location demo was that Sweden has kind of built out this whole like HTML coding for laying out their paging slips in a different way. So I'm kind of curious to hear about what folks are doing for that.
Yeah, I would be also curious to know if how people are incorporating due dates on things, if they have the things haven't actually, at the time of printing, they haven't been pulled yet, so they haven't been actually checked out. Because I think we just keep stamping them or writing like the due date in like by hand, but I don't know if there's, and as a effort to not continually be printing things, I think is the other part.
Yeah, you could print at every stage, right? You could print a whole new slip at every.
That's right, you can.
Yeah, and I would be happy if people are willing to share anonymized slips kind of publicly, just to like stick a shared slide deck or something, and people could kind of drop their a copy of one of their slips in there if that might be helpful.
I like the sound of that. I'll set that up, Lauren. Set up a deck
Okay.
and share the link.
Awesome. And that way you can redact whatever you need to redact or set it up with a test patron. Okay. I think that is everything that I have. It's been great to see everybody. I think this has been a really, really great conversation. If there is anything you'd like to put on the agenda for the next meeting, reach out to me or Dan. And if you have preferences for what we look at in April, please do let me know. I will not make you lead the meeting, I promise. If you want to discuss something, I'm happy to facilitate that. But I really want to make sure we're touching on the topics that are the most important to folks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Lauren, for all
Awesome.
your work on our behalf.
Yeah, thanks,
All
guys.
right.
This has been awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody have a great rest of your February.
Thank you. You too. See you soon.